that lying forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old man. Yeah, back.
Chris McMichael. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah. 202 McMonagle here with you on this Wednesday morning. 877-337-6666. That's the number to call me if Fleek's got you until 5 o'clock when the warm-up show comes your way. Baseball is back. Oh, no. Wait a minute. Did the Yankees lose two in a row? Didn't they do that last month? They did it again? Oh, my God. And Boone. What a moron. And it sounds like Cashman may retire. Let's just get rid of all of them. Let me tell you something right now. The New York Yankees are the best team in the American League. That's a fact, Jack. And I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Not only, and not just the great Sal Licata, but I knew what would come out of the woodwork if the Yankees struggled against the Seattle Mariners. Now, I don't know if you want to call this a struggle. They lost a ball game tonight that was bound to happen. Yesterday seemed like it was bound to happen, but that was a game going pretty much the same way we've gone here, where we've gotten great starting pitching, the lineup has done enough, and Clay Holmes, who's been excellent, part of the best bullpen in all of the American League, finally gave up a run. They blew the game after having a 3-run lead in the ninth. And so now they've dropped the first two of this 4-game set against Seattle. And what? They don't beat good teams. And who are these New York Yankees? Well, I'll tell you. Again, the best team in the American League with this lineup, with this rotation, and with this bullpen. And I know they stubbed their toe. And listen, I'll be the first to tell you watching this game last night. Aaron Boone made a terrible decision going to Clayton Andrews. There's no really defending it. And here's the difference, though. When we talk about the differences in the team, and I'm not saying he deserves applause for it or he deserves a big pat on the back for it necessarily, but Aaron Boone didn't try and defend it. Aaron Boone didn't tell you, well, it's because we had this guy out and that guy out, and obviously you weren't going to see Clay Holmes today, and I was trying to stretch it down the line by bringing the lefty, blah, blah, blah. This is the last guy on the bench, the last guy in the bullpen. The Yankees, after being down the whole game, get a miracle 3-run home run from Gleyber Torres, who has been absolutely nowhere. They get a miracle 3-run home run, and he goes right to the worst pitcher on the staff because of the lefty-lefty matchup. Now, he didn't say this in the postgame too much. I figured it's, well, I might need another lefty later in the game. That's when we're looking at Ferguson or Gonzalez. Like, there's other options. I know I got to piece this thing together. I thought I could get through it there. I spin the other guy around. You know, if you look at his minor league numbers, which I don't know why you would, Andrews has been terrific against lefties. But it's a mistake because that's a big moment in the game. Right? It's a big moment in the game. And whether or not you believe it's a big game or not, and I don't think the Yankees treat this as a big game off a 7-game winning streak, having now lost their second game in a row for the first time since the end of April, beginning of May, against the Baltimore Orioles. They've been on fire since. And these games are treated differently. The bullpen's treated differently, but that was a mistake. Now, it's not one that cost them the game. Let's just say that right now, because I know how you people work, and I know how you think. And I'm going to get call after call about how Boone cost them the game. The Yankees were not leading. The Yankees were never leading. The Yankees didn't score another run. That was not the reason they lost the game, but it was a mistake. And Aaron Boone, for what seems like the first time, and this year has been different for Aaron Boone in a myriad of ways. A myriad of ways. And the urgent playing players every day, playing Judge every day. And yes, Judge is getting DH days considering he's got the toe issue. I think that's not something that's literally, you know, hurting him or bothering him every day. but it's something that at least this season, probably the whole season, and maybe moving forward his entire career, is just going to take some maintenance. And it's going to take some days off, and it's going to take some different things. So the idea that he's the DH a lot, it's going to cost them Stanton in the lineup. This had nothing to do with Stanton needing the day off. This is strictly to give Judge a DH day, and Stanton is not in a position to play the outfield. So if Judge needs a DH day, Stanton's out of the lineup. And it hurts them, the difference between Stanton and obviously Grisham is a world of difference. And you want to say, oh, well, it's the Mariners. We need these games. You don't. You don't need these games. I don't know how else to say it plainly. You want to win them. The idea the Yankees can't win with Grisham in the lineup is ridiculous. You're trying to win these games, but it's not all out to win these games. They have a two-game lead in the division. They've been playing as hot as anyone in all of baseball. And you make decisions for the betterment of your team. And that one, typically, I understand the bullpen ones. And we've heard that from Boone over and over again. Well, there's this, there's that. I did it because of this. I did it because of that. Not last night. Last night, he came out and flatly said, yeah, you know what? I should have went to Ferguson. It was a mistake of mine. And we've seen a difference where he's open to these kind of second, you know, guesses and critiques against his management skill, but then also just the difference we've seen in the urgency of the lineup every day. Juan Soto, which I know he does every day and played prior, but every day Aaron Judge, whether it's center field or DH, I mean, every day the best lineup. Volpe plays every day. Every day we have seen a rotation, especially early on at the beginning of the year for this team, over and over again with guys getting days off. We saw, for years, Judge would get days off from here and there. Day off coming up on a Monday. Oh, we'll give him Sunday off, get that double day off for Judge. We don't see any of that. The urgency with this team has been far better. Far better. And we've seen different from Boone. And the idea that he was able to make a mistake last night and own it in the post game, you know what? Again, still a mistake and clearly one that cost them, although it didn't cost them the game. He got jumped by a fastball. It's not like the guy got hit around the ballpark and gave up a ton of runs. That was Santana. But still, in a key moment where you want to keep that a one-run deficit after you get the home run, that's a bad mistake from Boone. But he owned up to it. But ultimately, here's my point. Watching this team, I know we've gone quiet as we focused on the Knicks and the Rangers, and we'll get to the Rangers as finally the series starts tonight. And I'm going to play a little audio. We'll hear from a Ranger of the past who has an interesting opinion on the series, and we'll get to it later. But as we've been paying so much attention to the Garden Party, the Yankees have quietly gone about their business dominating the American League. And yes, they've stubbed their toe. Yesterday was a legitimate loss. The night before, they have a 3-run lead in the ninth inning with their closer on the mound. I mean, it's just a fluke loss. Last night, they got beat. For the first time, the starting rotation without Gerrit Cole has been one of the best in baseball, to the point where we don't know who the hell to take out. Should they do a 6-man rotation? And it's not because, oh, well, let's give Cole some rest. Oh, No, it's because everybody's been so damn good, they don't know who to take out. The lineup's been scoring runs. Judge and Soto's slumping a little bit. We still haven't seen both of them at the top of their games. But Judge has been tremendous. They're about to get DJ LeMahieu back. They sent down, after the game, Clayton Andrews because they're getting help and reinforcements in the bullpen. But ultimately, this idea that they haven't beaten anybody bothers me. And I knew it was going to come. I knew it. I could feel it. Especially coming off the Baltimore series where they lost 3 out of 4. And now playing a Seattle Mariners team that a lot of people feel is a real contender. And their offense has been putrid. But their starting rotation's excellent. The back end of the bullpen's very good. And the Seattle Mariners feel like a legitimate team. But I'm sorry. As we watch them play the team across town, are the Cleveland Indians not a good team? Because the Yankees won that series. And the Cleveland Indians, oh, they play in the Central. They've won 30 games. They've scored the most runs in the American League. The Yankees took care of them. Milwaukee's in first place. Yankees took care of them. And then, oh, should we forget? I know the teams are struggling a bit now. But how about opening the season on the road versus a Houston Astros team that has owned the American League for the last, 8 years, and then the defending National League champions, Arizona Diamondbacks. Despite the fact that the Astros have struggled and the Diamondbacks are a few games under 500, excuse me if I didn't think that was just a cakewalk to open the season. And then we point to the Minnesota Twins. Oh, the Minnesota Twins, they're laughable. When the Yankees played the Minnesota Twins, they were coming off a stretch where they had won 17 of 20 games. Were 8 games over 500. And since then have tumbled, and the Yankees did it to them. Oh, they played the Detroit Tigers. The Detroit Tigers are 2 games under 500. If it wasn't for the sweep against the Yankees, the Tigers are over 500. Stop this nonsense that they haven't played anybody. Stop this idea that this has been easy. Baltimore has played relatively the same schedule. They won the series. To start this year, they've had one series against their bitter rival, which is now their clear-cut competition for the American League East. They've played one series in their ballpark, and the Yankees lost 3 out of 4. Can't argue it, can't dispute it, and they were far better. Since then, the Yankees have dominated and overtaken first place. Their pitching is relentless. Their bullpen, despite the 2 nights here, has been one of the best in the American League. And they've gone through a schedule that has been riddled with first-place teams. So please stop the nonsense. Watch the team. Aaron Judge has been a beast. Juan Soto's been great all year. Giancarlo is a legitimate force throughout this lineup. The catcher position has done a remarkable job between Wells and Trevino. This team is the best in the American League. And I don't want to hear anything else because they lost 2 games to the Mariners. The reaction we get from the fan base over 2 games, it's unbelievable. They're on a 7-game win streak and everybody has to go crazy. And again, I disagree with Boone. He made a mistake. That's not why they lost. It's not why they lost. They were never winning. He didn't blow the game. They never scored runs. And ultimately, all he did was not bring in his best relievers with a deficit. It's a mistake. He should have went to a different reliever. He had other options. I'm surprised he did it. He's surprised he did it. He admitted he made a mistake. But that's not what cost them the game. They just happened to lose a game. They have 2 more before they lose their first series. And I don't know. How long has it been? They haven't lost back-to-back games in a month. And yet the reaction is, you know, they've struggled against the better teams they've played. I still don't like this lineup. I don't trust the manager. Clay Holmes has a problem because he doesn't swing, get enough swings and misses and has soft contact. Things I've been saying, but show me a better team in the American League. Show it to me. And if you want to say Baltimore right now, you have a decent case because they beat the Yankees in that series. But this Yankee team is as good as it gets. And this Yankee team is the best Yankee team we have seen in the Aaron Boone era. That's how good this team is. They won 100-plus games in 18. They won 100-plus games in 19. They've been to 3 since 2017, 3 ALCSs. This is the most complete team that they have had. This lineup top to bottom, because remember, despite the idea of scoring a ton of runs in 22, and despite the idea of, you know, getting off to that start where the record, at least, was comparing them to the 98 Yankees, we knew that Hicks was still in that lineup. We knew there were still issues with that team. They were reliant on Carpenter to make a big impact. They had Judge having the greatest offensive year in the history of mankind. That's probably hyperbole, but you understand. It was a damn good regular season. And still, they still needed to go get an outfielder and Bader at the trade deadline. Like, the team wasn't perfect. This team has a rotation that's pitching as good as any in baseball and has the best pitcher in baseball yet to arrive. Their bullpen has been excellent. This lineup is dominating, and they still have guys coming back in DJ LeMahieu and eventually Jason Dominguez. They are locked and loaded for a playoff run, and they've been doing it the entire month of May. So if you want to poke your head up from the garden party, and get a quick peek on where the baseball teams are. And try not to look too hard at the Mets because it'll blind you. But if you want to poke your head up and take a quick refresher on where the baseball season is after all the playoff games we've been experiencing, and you see, oh, here are the Yankees again losing to the other good teams in the American League. Ah, phooey. Look at this team. Look at this roster. They are missing absolutely nothing. 877-337-6666. We will get to the Mets. Another loss in Cleveland. And I feel like our guy, who I've been killing for a month now, I feel like I've been killing Jeff. I mean, how long has it been? It's been a while. I feel like I've been killing Jeff McNeil for a while. And last night I go on a rant about something, and today he goes and sticks it to me. I hope he does for the rest of the next 3 months, because then maybe you'll be able to trade him. So we'll get to the Mets. We'll get to the Rangers. Finally, back to playoff games as the Rangers take on the Florida Panthers. We'll break down game one. We'll get you ready for the series. And again, I told you, a little audio from a former Ranger fan favorite who has an opinion on what the Rangers should do at the beginning of this series. We'll get to all of it. Aaron Rodgers is back in town, thankfully. We can always have fun when Aaron Rodgers speaks and plays. So we got a lot to get to. We got to our two baseball teams, starting with the best team in the American League, the New York Yankees.